Hi guys, so I'm back. I know I said I was gonna vlog every second day or something when I first started a few weeks ago, and I have not been successful with that, but hey, here I am, and I just want to discuss why and what's gonna happen here. So I haven't been vlogging because as a super busy mom, I just haven't had the time, right? As with, I think, most people, I'm not different. Most people are really, really busy, whether you're a mom or you're a crazy busy career person or you're a student, whatever. Everyone's busy. So I don't think I'm special in that. Everyone's busy. I know that. You know, my baby's not napping. I feel like I can't do a vlog, but what the heck? He's right here. I'm doing a vlog. So I'm not going to let anything stop me anymore. I need to take my own advice more, and you need to take this advice too. So let's all take this advice, okay? So yes, you're busy, but you need to prioritize. What do you really want? What's going to make you happy? For me, getting a workout in, not just for the physical benefits, but just for the mental aspects too, just having that hour to just do me, you know, it's really important to me. So also, of course, I still have weight to lose, some baby weight, to continue on with that. And so I talk a lot in my book, Loving Yourself Fit. If you haven't read it, definitely snag yourself a copy. You can either get an ebook or an actual copy like this. I'll post links here. Anyways, so yeah, I talk a little bit about not making excuses and just making time for what's really important. So I'm finding it really difficult to work out every day. And, you know, I used to get up at 4 in the morning, work out, but it's become harder with my baby awake and teething and all this stuff. So my husband is telling me, oh, go at night. And I'm like, I hate working out at night. You know, I really like to start the morning with it. But, you know, sometimes you have to be open to other ideas. So if it's not working for you, what you're doing right now, then maybe you need to be open to these things. So I'm making this vlog to tell myself this too. So last night we had a big thing. He was like, just go when you can go. Go when I can watch the kids. And I'm like, that's the busiest time of the night. I hate working out at night. I have all these excuses. And really, you know what? I just need to start going. So I will be going and working out at any time possible, just squeezing that workout in. And if I don't have time to get to the gym, sorry, I'm just looking over there because my baby is playing with a Christmas tree ornament. Anyways, if I don't have time to get to the gym, which of course is prime to me, I love going to the gym. I know not everyone loves that, and that's cool. You know, you can get your workout in other ways. I love going to the gym. It really motivates me, and I like it. But I'm going to stay open, you know. If I can't make it to the gym, it doesn't mean I should eat, you know, Captain Crunch all day and not do anything. So I'm still going to eat healthy. I'm still gonna work out. I'll do some squats at home. I'll do some crunches at home. I'll run around the block, whatever. I'm gonna get that jog stroller out. It's become winter here, and so that's not very appealing, but you know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, getting that workout in is gonna be my prime focus this week. I'm gonna just make it happen every day. And if that sounds like I don't have a life, or you know, I'm not, my priorities aren't straight or whatever, because I know a lot of people say that, you know, that shouldn't be the big thing on your mind. But you know what? I'm not as good a mother. I'm not as good a wife. I'm not as good a person when I'm not working out. So I like to have that time to just, you know, focus on me and get some aggression out and sweat it out and get my body back to how it used to be and just feel terrific. And if you don't know that feeling from exercise, I really challenge you to try working out every day and get to know that amazing feeling, those endorphins, you know, making you feel like you're just high on life. And you really are when you're working out. And I know people are rolling their eyes and like, oh my God, like I don't love exercise. And I will be addressing that tomorrow in my vlog. I'm committing to doing vlogs. I'm going to try for every day, maybe every second day, but not less than that. I will do it whether I have the baby on my lap here or he's over there crawling around. I'm not going to wait for a nap anymore. I'm just going to do the vlog. No matter what, it's kind of like the same thing as the workouts. No matter what, you work out. No matter what, I'm going to do this vlog. No matter what, I'm going to prepare food and be healthy. Then I want you guys to do that too, okay? So definitely check out my book if you haven't. Loving Yourself Fit. Okay, it will give you a lot of ideas, not just about cutting out excuses, but also about loving yourself and, you know, getting towards your dream body while loving yourself, not through hating everything about yourself. You can love yourself and want to improve yourself at the same time, and that's what it's all about. Also, loving exercise, which I'll be talking about tomorrow, and I really hope you watch that, even if you think you hate it, especially if you think you hate it. If you think you hate exercise, watch my vlog tomorrow, okay? I promise we're gonna change that up. It doesn't have to be a traditional workout. It doesn't have to be at the gym. It doesn't have to be that. It can be so many other things, and you just need to find what you love. So I won't get into that right now because I'll be talking about that tomorrow, but for now, think about what you want. It might not be about working out. It might just be about life in general. Do you want to have time to, you know, cook dinner every night for your family and sit at the table? Do you want to have time to start a new business? Do you want to have time to walk your dog twice a day and having that nice activity? So whatever you want, you know, just prioritize. Maybe it's more important than an hour of TV. Or me, I don't watch TV even. But, you know, maybe it's more important than something else. Maybe it's more important than, trying to think what I do that I could not do. Oh, that's a good question. I have to think about it, right? So you have to think about these things and come up with a plan and just make that non-negotiable hour there that you spend doing whatever you need to do, whether it's working out or cooking or whatever it is. So yeah, I hope this has been of some use to you guys. I'd love to hear from you all, and definitely share, like, and subscribe to FitMag. Thank you, and talk to you tomorrow.